Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Well, you know this is big. You got Biggie coming in. You got Big Tony out somewhere. And Wes, let me tell you, man, don't be intimidated by him. He calls and he's a Spurs fan and a Steelers fan. His Steelers fandom is waning, so don't let him bully you. But when Massenburg is mentioned, Big Tony comes out the woodwork because he was a Spur and a champion. And Tony joins us now, and I got to believe, Mass, that you were worn out during the NBA draft, and I just love it. I love all of them. The NHL, I watched the NHL, couldn't understand a lot of things being said, but whenever you see, go through that, it's amazing. And I wonder, how touching is it for you? What's your favorite moments of the NBA draft?
You know what? There are a lot of moments in an NBA draft, because everybody's story is unique. And so really, it's almost unfair to really just, I see different, qualities and that you see passed down from the parents of a lot of these kids. Once they interview some of those parents, and when they talk about their backgrounds and how they raised those kids. And fortunately, you see them be able to get to this point knowing that they've had the support of the family, and just reinforces just how important family is for a lot of these kids, because it's the kids who don't have that structure and that circle are the ones that really, really struggle, even if they have the talent to make it. So it's good to see these kids get to this point and see their families be able to enjoy the moment.
T-Mash is brought to us courtesy of the Rude Guest Hotline, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Yeah, Mass, is life-changing, and it doesn't happen. It's what a lot of people shoot for. You have been through that grind. It is so very difficult from all the shots that you put up, all the weights that you lift. And I just wonder, because you lived it and went through the process, when people try to evaluate winners, like, I have not scouted any of, not my job. But I respect the people that are doing it for the Wizards, and I believe that you do as well. This young man, Trey Johns, he shoots the lights out of it. I mean, he is something that I was pleased with. I don't know how you evaluate a player or this process, but are you pleased?
I'm going to give you the shortest version of that I can, because when you talk about that whole evaluation process and even this process that led up to Michael Winger and Will Dawkins ultimately drafting Trey Johnson, that process was a long process. So I'm going to give you the shortest version of it from a draft perspective that I can, Doc. Trey Johnson has been labeled by the general manager and most coaches who have seen him play and have followed him, he's been labeled the best shooter in the draft. All right? I want you to let that resonate for a second. Mm. The Wizards got the best shooter in the draft, who happens to be a big guard, right? And again, very similar to what they have. Now, there's a blueprint for what they've been looking for. Number one, seemingly the biggest qualification is that you have to be able to shoot the basketball, right? Mm-hmm. Not make shots, but you actually got to be able to shoot. Right. And so when you look at this Wizards roster, they have shooters literally from 1 through 5. Mm-hmm. And they have length on the perimeter. They have length on the front line. They have athleticism. So there's a blueprint. Mm-hmm. And you, of course, the all-important, got to be able to handle. Because, again, these guys are not just ball handlers. They have multiple playmakers as well, guys that can, exactly, you know, set other guys up and to knock down shots. So this is the blueprint. And so when you have an opportunity at number seven to get literally the best shooter in the draft, how do you pass that up, you know, at that spot? So I think they got the best player available. They most certainly got the best shooter. Everybody agreed on that. He also has playmaking ability. He seemingly is a very efficient shooter as well. He has no weaknesses as far as you know, how he gets his shot. He can get it off the dribble. He can come off the screen. He can pull up. That's what's so beautiful about his shots. And from what everybody is saying about this kid, he's a true basketball junkie. So I think from that perspective, you are getting someone who should be committed to getting better as their career progresses.
Well, see, I like it. Wesley, I don't know about you. Does it fit your criteria? I'm not so comforted. I like what I saw. I watched him throughout the tournament. I mean, you know, being a Horn and the SEC, I like the fact that I'm pooling a player that came out of what I thought was the most competitive arena. Yeah, I want somebody I'm dealing with to have been tested. That's what I love about SEC interior, Big Ten interior linemen. Because I know what they had to do to survive the season. They weren't in a lot of two-point stances. If they had to have their hand in the dirt if they was in the Big Ten. That's what the kind of guy I want. Because that's the system I want. You know why? Because I don't want to get my face smashed in the championship game and have the opposition score on the first play of the game because I can't set an edge. I know what I want. And now I know I got to know where to go get it. And that's what looks like what the Wizards did.
Yeah. I think they got a really good pick. With this kid, and here's some other things that I think is important to note about this kid. First of all, he broke KD's scoring record for a freshman at Texas.
Say that again.
All right.
Because some people might not have heard. Say who you said he just beat.
Yeah. He broke Kevin Durant's single game scoring record as a freshman. Kevin's freshman record. He broke that with 39 points. And I talked about the fact that everybody from his high school coaches to his college coaches, they say that this kid is a real gym rat. He also led the SEC in scoring, Doc. So, you know, we're talking about the SEC now, right? He led the SEC in scoring as a freshman. So this kid has shown that not only that he's an explosive scorer as well. It's not just about the fact that he's been labeled the best shooter in the draft, but he's also his ability to score. See, all of those things is a skill set that should translate very well in the modern NBA. So, you know, I think, you know, when you consider the fact, when I talk about the process that went into play in drafting him, Will Dawkins admitted that, you know, he watched this kid play since he was 15, 16 years old. That's where it starts.
You and I want Wesley to understand this. I know Metal already gets it because he's familiar with your work. I love your work because I know you've been in the room in the facility with the monster maker, Pop. See, when you've come up foundationally by people that understand how to build programs that win, that's unique. Because the majority of people in all the sports are clowns. And they have no idea being where they are. I don't want to say they slip through the cracks. The cracks are wide as a dam. It's half the industry. It's pathetic. Full of imposters. They have no damn business doing what they're doing, but they're a friend of a friend.
Yep.
And as a result, a lot of these kids' careers are put into the hands of somebody's next door neighbor. So if you don't take an interest in your child, yourself, you're making a big mistake. Because that title coach is the most misrepresented title in America.
Yeah. It has a lot of power. It's one of those things that, you know, when guys have good coaches, they are very quick to call those coaches out once they get to the, you know, professional level and are able to live their dreams. And they start looking back at the journey and the people who really took interest. And you know, the good coaches, and you know this, Doc, you and I have been down this road. We've had some good coaches. We had some bad coaches, right? But the one thing for sure is that we remember them all. Am I right?
Absolutely.
When you had good ones, you remember those. When you had bad ones, you remember those too. So, and especially in situations where you see kids who have been coached by their parents, you know, for the most part. And to me, to see a kid get to the top of the mountain, you know, so to speak, as far as being able to get to the, you know, the get to the league, and to have, you know, that kid honor his father, you know, the way that we're looking at the Wizards draft pick and Will Riley do for his dad.
Nice.
Yeah, I mean that's awesome, man. I mean, he's literally going to, you know, wear his dad's jersey, you know, just to honor him because his you know, his dad was a player. And so he gets the chance now because his dad didn't, you know, get the chance to play as a professional. He ended up playing overseas, and now he gets that chance to you know, to honor his dad and wear that jersey now. I mean, I can't even imagine, you know, how good that must be.
Yeah, Jordan Poole's departure is going to open up, and it needed to happen, and I understand it, even though I like him. But I don't. I think I know where they're going, and it had to happen.
Yeah. I know it had to happen. Oh, Doc, excuse me. I think I said Will. I meant Trey Johnson. I'm sorry. I was talking about Trey Johnson.
Trey, okay.
In that regard, yeah, I meant to say and I think I said Will Ralph. But yeah, Trey honoring his dad in that way, I think, is one of the most, you know, one of the most awesome things I think you can do for a parent to honor him. So I really thought that was good. But go ahead, Doc.
No, I just thought the maneuvers had to happen. I like Jordan, but he had to go. It's too much money involved. They're around $20 million that they have to. And it's the other thing about it. There's maneuvers. You're shuffling. But overall right now, and trying to explain how difficult it is to get through that bubble, that you've been through it, to where you go from being on, you know, and all you get people to go, who was that? Who are they? And OKC, and so did Indiana. It's a teamwork. Unselfishness has the emphasis on defense. But the bottom line to it is that you have to have an alien. Somebody got to score. And now, finally, I feel comfortable. I like Bub, but I mean this brother here. Maybe in the combination, they can get it done. Because that defense is great. But if you don't score no buckets, you ain't got no chance.
Well, you're absolutely right about that, and I like the opportunity to see what a backcourt with these two guys would look like with Trey and Bub in the backcourt, because you got two, you know, you got great size, you got great athleticism, you got, you know, two guys that can play make for other people, so you don't really have to have that, you know, Chris Paul type traditional point guard when you've got two guards in the backcourt who can, you know, they're basically interchangeable, and they're both, you know, threats from behind the three-point line and good scorers of the basketball with that ability to also make plays for other people. So I think that could be explosive. But what's going to make the game easier for them is the people that are around them. And I think that's what the blueprint that the Wizards are trying to set up now, basically to be a threat from behind a three-point line, or a threat to put the ball on the floor, or play make from every position, one through five. I mean, you don't really see that. And with a guy like Sarr, that does give you the ability to use your center to basically draw the other team's center away from the basket. And, you know, and so that opens up drives for other people. But you're talking about OKC and what, you know, they have been able to achieve. Well, guess who had a hand in putting that whole OKC mix together, you know, throughout the last couple of years? Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're the very people that are in charge of running basketball right now for the Wizards, and Will Dawkins and Michael Winger. So I think when you look at that, that's why I say that, because for so many Wizards fans who don't understand this process or just a little bit impatient, which is understandable, by the way, considering that it's been a struggle over the years, understandable. But feel good that I believe we're heading in the right direction, because you've got people who have been there and done that, so to speak, and we actually have seen it play out in real time by what you know, has happened there in OKC. Now, again, they're not solely responsible, but they played a very, you know, significant part, and that formula that they set in motion continued while they left. And so, yes, they absolutely need to be credited for that, and I think the people in OKC would do that, because they respect them enough and understand that the foundation was set correctly. And so that's going to happen here, hopefully, in D.C. And again, much like it took time in OKC, it's going to take time here in D.C.
Mm-hmm. Mass, we appreciate your knowledge, man. We'll let you get back to pickleball, and we'll be knocking on your door as soon as we want to give the people the best when it comes to round ball. Thank you.
Doc, you playing pickleball now? Never played pickleball.
No, that's for the elite.
All right.
No.
Okay, yeah.
But I'll come up there and pull the weeds around your property.
Pull around my property, okay. All right. I'm going to hold you to that.
Thank you, Mass. I appreciate that.
All right.
And we go to break, and we have a question for Will. Are you ready? Wesley, are you ready?
I sure am, Doc.
Okay. A Michigan man just said, ask your Buckeye producer, who's the winningest program in college football? And that will tell us if he needs to keep his job.
It's Ohio State.
Ohio State is the winningest football program.
Their record is 73%. Win percentage all time.
Okay, I got to go to break on that, because I think you're wrong. I'm so sad to say that. Oh my goodness. We'll be back, folks.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Welcome back. Boy, we sure appreciate our brothers and sisters over at Rude providing that guest hotline, and we love Massenburg. He ate it up. I wish I could say the same for Wesley, our very talented producer, being trained by heavy metal. And Brian Carpenter calls and says, tell your Buckeye, ask him to find out how high his IQ is. Who's the winningest program in all college football? And Wesley, how'd you come out on that, Wes?
The question was, manipulated me.
How did it manipulate you?
Because since 1879, Michigan holds the total amount of wins. But since 1930, so Ohio State edges Michigan and Alabama.
Well, I'm confused, because the question didn't say any dates. It just said, who's the winningest college football team in America?
Well, so this website has Michigan and Ohio State tied, and I think that's because Michigan has played more games than Ohio State, and half of those were against high school teams, like Ann Arbor High School.
Well, I don't know about that, really. Well, it's cool. We'll get Mr. Carpenter to defend himself. This is the first time I've ever heard that they played high school teams.
Oh, they did, you know. Because, I mean, they didn't have to cheat.
No, you said it. That's the first time I've heard that. I've heard Michigan Wolverines rant about being number one, the winningest program, but I never heard that they played high school teams as a university. So I think we should hold back and clear the deck until we can deal with this appropriately, because I don't want to half-ass this. It's way too important, and too many feelings would be hurt in the process. Wow, that was pretty interesting. But we did have our phone line was burning up, and I don't know necessarily if I'm going to be. Well, I guess we can take a shot at it, can't we? Who's next?
Got Roger from Leesburg up.
Hey, Roger. Okay, hey, Roger. Welcome to Overtime. Roger?
So I just wanted to say that one thing I like about listening to you all the time on the weekends is that you're so consistent. And in this case, I'm going to point to the Nats. Mm-hmm. You have so many people that call in all the time when things start to go south with the Nats, mm-hmm. the 11-game losing streak, mm-hmm. and all they want to talk about is they're not spending enough money. A month ago, they were literally two games under 500 after mm-hmm. 60 games. You consistently point out, including when Tom Lavero called you last week or the week before mm-hmm. and was saying the same thing about we need to spend more money, you brought up the fact that, yeah, but you know, these are major leaguers, and we should be able to count on them, doing the fundamentals correctly. Yeah. And yeah. even Tom Lavero at that point gave credit and said, Doc, I can't argue with you there. You're right. So I'm with you 100%. The team was two games under 500. No one was saying anything about money. They go on a losing streak, then all that people can talk about when they call in is they need to spend more money. You know, it doesn't always work. Tampa Bay, they've been to the playoffs so many times, low payroll. The Braves in the 80s and 90s, they won yeah. their division probably 14 out of 15 years.
You're right.
Out of the farm system, they brought guys up, and yeah. they had a yeah, low yeah. payroll. So,
brother, me and you've connected. I'm up against a hard out. Can't wait to continue this. Folks, got to take a break. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Welcome back. Overtime, DOC, heavy metal, and breaking in a young man. Oh, Wesley, he's getting the job done. Who knows? Maybe he could survive even if he was in the 757. Paul Lee, man, I've been waiting to hear from you, dog. Whenever we talking hoops, it ain't complete. I know that G is asleep, so I know he's not going to tap in with us. but I'm very happy to hear your voice.
Hey, hail to the W, Doc, man. How you doing?
Hail to the W, baby.
Hey, shout out to my man G from the shop, man. Shout out to Lil G too, man. They know what I mean? They up the road in a little AAU tournament, man. G,
oh, I know they working. I know they grinding.
Lil G about to give him some hell up there, man. Put his name on
wait.
The map.
I can't wait.
Yeah. Hey, but I definitely called to talk to Wizards, man, because I don't like some of this talk I was hearing this morning. You know, I had to get in there with my man A-Wad, but he's trying to sell me on Keith. Now, he's trying to tell me that Keith is a good developer of young talent. And I'm like, he's not really a head coach. You know, he's
there's a position for development. There's spots for that.
Yeah.
Why are we putting him asking one man to do two jobs?
Right, exactly, man. Listen, like you said earlier, you know, nobody expect the Pistons to do what they did this year or the Houston Rockets. And they both had young rosters, young core rosters. So I'm thinking, like, when you're talking about, well, we could develop the players and still lose, that's, well, you're developing losing players. Your thing should be trying to get young players and getting a system in there. And I really believe that comes with having a veteran coach and trying to win now. So
yeah, you know
I got to disagree. I got to disagree with that, man. I think they need to go out and get them a veteran coach, somebody like Tom Thibodeau, or I mentioned the guy out there that got fired in Milwaukee, Adrian Griffin, when he had Milwaukee with 33 wins at the All-Star break.
Yeah. You mentioned Detroit and Houston. Look who's coaching at Detroit and Houston.
Yeah, J.B. Bickerstaff and Doka. And that's what I'm saying, veteran coaches. Yeah. You know, and they're not old veteran coaches. You know, they're still young enough where they still can relate to these players.
You're right. You're right. I wouldn't want Popovich, not as great as he is. Right. I wouldn't want him here. Right. No, because he got a program. But I thought that was a good debate. And they're doing it in time. I like Keith. He's done a magnificent job. Well, I'm all for that. But it's time to up. Great, and then I go, when I hear everybody talking about losing, wait a minute, the season ain't started. We talking about we advancing. Do y'all trust this NBA system? Don't you see you just got taken advantage of?
I'm getting ready to say that, Doc. If you don't notice, we're going through a change in the NBA. Again, you know, the old guard is on his way out the door. You know, James and Steph Curry and KD, these guys is winding down, and you got these new guys coming in, and these new guys, one thing about the new NBA and the new young players, AAU thing, they play balls to the wall 90, 94 feet up and down the court, offense and defense. Yeah. So all they really need is some type of direction. And that's what I'm seeing with the Wizards, man. You got all these young guys out here. You know, they need veteran direction at the top, man. So, you know me. I'm a Knicks fan. But I'm excited from what I see what the Wizards are trying to do and the talent that they're accumulating. So I really do think at this point, man, go out here and get you a veteran coach that can give you some type of direction. And that's why I said Tibbs. One thing you know Tibbs is going to do is teach you how to play defense.
Yeah.
And if you're young, that's the best thing you can do is play defense and use your athleticism, a la Houston, a la Detroit Pistons.
Well, you know what?
I take that off top, man.
Coach, well, appreciate you, dog.
Hey,
man, number love for you. We got Coach Naki coming up next. Perfect bridge for us, gentlemen, to take 757's questions as well and to put Coach Naki. That's why we have him on, because he's an expert. And so let's hustle the break. We'll get there a little early, and we appreciate that. We want to say in advance, shout out to our folks at Rude, the Rude Guest Hotline, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Coach Naki's next. .243 in the nation's capital. Oh, I'm giddy about this one. Whenever we get Coach Naki on, and he doesn't really like me to call him Coach Naki, but I do it all the time because I think it's respect. Not everybody can say that they have led a team, that they have been the man in charge. And I think when you go from baller on the floor, which he was, to where you go as and climb that ladder to be a head coach and you win. And then he's on the microphone now working with the legendary John Holiday, the Wizard, and C. Knock, because I call him Coach K, and he doesn't like that either. So he really doesn't like a lot of things that I do to him. I really don't even understand why he keeps coming on. But I got... But maybe is that I'm one of the few people as old as he is or in his age realm, whether. And I just appreciate you, dog, because I've seen everything. I was, you know, I was at George Mason at the gym when the left-hander came down and you were across from him. I got so many moments watching you do your thing, and I know you know what you're talking about at all times, yet you never shout it out. You remind me of Brother Wood with the Nats. It comes so easy, it's effortless to you, so you just do it, and you don't have to flaunt it, and I really appreciate that. What was your take on watching the NBA draft and watching the Wizards in particular?
So I'm always entertained by the draft. Doc, first of all, thanks for having me, man. It's always a pleasure and a treasure to hang out with you even for a few minutes. But I'm always entertained by the draft, Doc, even if I'm not wild about the results sometimes. I love the maneuvering. I love the, you know, the lead up to the draft where teams are getting fired up and they're swapping guys and they're doing things, some of which have you shaking your head a little bit. Some of you think, you know, and a lot of times you think, okay, well, maybe both teams won right there. So I do enjoy the draft. I think for the Wiz, from their perspective, I love the McCollum trade simply because you trade 2 years for Jordan Poole, 2 years of money for Jordan Poole for one of CJ, who I like, great guy, and by all reports, tremendous character. But you need to create some cap space for yourself, some so that you can hopefully attract some assets and bring them in. And so I think that was a good move. I think that that was time, money, and efforts well spent. And in regards to the draft itself, I suppose the sixth pick was sort of the best player available. I think in their heart of hearts, they would probably have rooted for Ace Bailey to fall to them. But he didn't, you know, and so you have to take the next option for yourself. The thing that had me shaking my head a little bit was what they did with the next pick, the 18/21st pick for Riley out of Illinois, who we had seen, you know, most of the year this year. I think he's a pretty good player. The issue with him for me is he's redundant. You know, they've got a lot of guys who play that position. He's 6'8". He's a legit 6'8" at that. Mm-hmm. I just think he's a few years away. And I think they're a team, and I think I speak the obvious here, they need guys to help right now. This is not the time for a project or somebody who can, you know, wait to grow into the position or the situation. You need somebody who's NBA ready. And I thought that there were some guys on the board at that point in time. You know, if you're going to pick from that position, how about Liam McNeely from UConn? Or how about Asa Newell from Georgia? You know, you had other options at that spot. And again, I'm not paid to do this, so I will. This is just my own options and my own opinions. And that was, you know, and I thought that they had a pretty good couple of days there. I ended up just sort of shaking my head at that last pick. That's not like a second round pick, Doc. That having a pick in the top 20 or thereabouts, I mean, that's some serious collateral. And you got to be, you know, I thought that there were a lot of pretty good players on the board. I think you could probably use a center and move Big Sar to a power forward position. But I, you know, again, these are just me. I'm just thinking out loud here.
Yeah, but when you say Wesley, I want Wesley to learn this about you because he's being trained today. Metal is training him. Notice how humble he was. He says, just him. He's been at every level of basketball, from the blacktop to the hardwood, playing and coaching. How many people do you know, Wesley, that have been named a head coach of a collegiate program? I didn't think so. How many people do you know that sit on the broadcast team to cover the Maryland Terrapins? How many do you know? See, Knock tries to always play like, oh, shucks. I'm saying, dude, you've been where these dudes are. And so for your eyes, I remember watching Maryland in the Indiana game. No, not in the Illinois game.
Yep.
I'm trying to
yep.
really go back and reference what was said during the game. That's why the perspective is so unique. Putting teams together is not easy. And dealing with, not even mentioned with the parents. Can you imagine dealing with parents right now if you were in the collegiate position that you were in the past?
I mean, it's nuts, Doc. We're sort of at that point where the inmates have just gone loose. And I'm not mm-hmm. referencing, you know, NBA players as inmates. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying the wrong people are in charge. Mm-hmm. And witness what's going on with Ace Bailey, who I think is a wonderful player, really talented guy.
Did you really want him here? Did you think that would have worked here?
I think he's the most talented player on the not from Duke on the he's really really
yeah,
good.
I'm with you. He got quick twitch.
I don't know the answer, but it's kind of funny to me, and I'm not taking credit for this line because I've seen it uttered a few times. Mm-hmm. It's amazing a guy can bitch about going to Salt Lake after spending a year at Rutgers. You know, I mean, Rutgers is not exactly a garden spot either, you know, so I don't know. I just, that part of it rubs me the wrong way, but shoot, you know, I mean, you know, when you get into an environment where Kevin Durant can basically pick the team he wants to get traded to, at least he's accomplished something in his lifetime. Ace Bailey trying to maneuver out of Salt Lake is particularly, you know, it just sort of disgusting to me.
I think when you have two top 10 players and didn't bust a grape in terms of competing for a championship, that's what I look at and I go,
yeah.
Well, Slim.
Top five.
Yeah, two in top five.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and I'm going to say, and that to me is why I would have loved to have had him here, being selfish, because you have to have an alien. And what I look at this team now and going, you win with freaks. And I don't know if they have one yet.
He, attitude aside, and I don't know Ace, so I'm gonna give him a little bit of break here. I will say this: he did not play well against the Terps in College Park. I think he was a little under the weather that night. But at one point in time during the season, I saw him get 38 at Northwestern.
You hear what Sheehan said about him?
No.
Yeah, Sheehan said that he intimated that he quit. Sheehan said he wouldn't take him if you gave him to him for free. The way he talked about it.
Interesting. Yeah. Well, he's paid to have those hot takes, right? You know.
Yeah. So, well, he is Kevin Sheehan, right?
He's often wrong, but never in doubt. but Ace, I saw Ace get 38 at Northwestern. It was the easiest 38 I think I've ever seen a college kid score. And so I mean, he is a young guy. Young guys are prone to act out a little bit and to be immature. Mm-hmm. I get that. I just think that the talent is one of those things you have to be, you know, you have to investigate for sure.
Yeah. I'm not mad at him. And I was hoping because it would have been entertaining. But you get them. Sometimes you get them and sometimes you don't. But it is about building a winner, which is the hardest thing going. And that's why we had Massenburg on earlier. And I just love anytime I hear any influence from the San Antonio program because it was that good.
What was he talking about? Was he not an ace guy?
Not really. Just like you. Most people who have won, who have coached, have been around it, understand that your program has to be built to be able to work with a guy like that. I think maybe they could have dealt with it because they have a mature management group. They're not rookies and toddlers up there. Will and them, their stuff is together.
Yep.
I trust them. But the question is going to be, when you look at Indiana, and clearly seldom are they ever out-coached, then the question is going to be, are we the best we could be on the bench? Yeah. And is that part of the development? Because anytime you keep talking about him, oh, he's a great developer. Oh, he's a, so he sounds like then he should have a different department.
Yeah.
Because I'm talking about now I got to get in-game wins.
Yeah, and to your point, one of the common threads of the two teams in the finals this year is the number of options they had available to him off the bench. These right. are guys that weren't developmental guys. These are guys who are NBA ready and ready to go. You didn't have to wait on any
of those
guys.
I'm saying. That's where the catch 22 is. But Coach Knock, hey man, it's always a pleasure. I just love interrupting your life, and because I feel like you won't say no. So I just keep pushing the envelope, pushing the envelope.
It's all good, Doc. It's
I'm going to keep good, doing it until you say no. But thank you so much, man, for sharing knowledge. And thanks to our good friends, Rude. Rude Guest Hotline, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Thank you, Coach. Can't wait to do it again.
All right. Thanks, Doc.
You got it, man. I'll tell you what, Wesley, you uncovered today something interesting that the Ohio State Buckeyes, the winningest program in college football, and you may have proven it to a point that may be indisputable. That is going to be interesting. So for that, nothing more. Carpenter now has got some homework he's got to get to. And Heavy Metal, always a pleasure, man. You know what? I like this three-man team. This is something we may have to think about. This was interesting. And we love all the K9 community and everybody out in the DMV. It's impossible to do this without you. So appreciate all of y'all hanging in, man, and being a part of it. I mean, just think about this. We went 3 hours, man. We were hitting that round ball. We didn't even get to the pigskin. And you talk about a one-track group of fan base. We are versatile, and we can drop a puck in, too, with you. God bless all of you, man. Keep doing it. Keep it right. Do something real. Let's keep hope alive.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.